I don't think it's any secret that people's lives are not quite moving as quickly as they used to, if that makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Life milestones. You don't reach them as early as you would have been expected to maybe back in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Kind
Is that
of.
A better way to explain this?
Kind of.
Okay. It's Y101, Adam and Allison. Pew Research looked at young adults taking longer to hit milestones in their life compared to what young adults were doing in 1980. Land the first full-time job. In 1980, 64% of people had one by age 21.
Wow.
How many people do you think have, percentage-wise, have one at a full-time job at age 21 now?
Ooh, I don't even want to think about it.
39%.
Yeah.
39%.
It's rough.
Financial independence back in 1980, 42% of young adults had it by the time they were 21 versus just a quarter of young adults now having financial independence.
Jeez.
And first apartment, 62% of people had one by age 21 in 1980, just 51% now. But I find it interesting that that's the one that more young adults seem to be doing quicker compared to what people are doing now. You know what I mean? Like it's only 62% back in 1980. Now it's still 51%. That's not that bad. But do you think it's because more people are more apt to just get roommates now? Rather than, you know, wait to move out of their parents' house until they find the one and settle down and all that stuff?
No, I think the drive to be independent is there, but it's harder to make all that happen.
Yeah. Well, by the way, whenever I was 21, I had done those first three things. I had knocked those off the list like crazy, and then I just hit the brakes whenever it came to marriage. 32% of people were married by the time they were age 21, now just 6%. And 18% of people had their first kid, just 6% have their first kid now.
By 21?
By 21.
That's
back in 1980.
Young. That's young.
Even for 1980,
even
I agree with you.
For 1980, that was young.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Those were young parents. that would be hard. It'd be hard to have a baby at 20. I'm not saying, like, don't do it. I'm just saying, like, if you do it, you're incredible because I could not have been a 21-year-old with a baby. There's no way.
Yeah. I don't know. Thought that was interesting. Thank you to the folks at Pew Research.
What frustrates me about lists like that is I feel like money is the biggest thing, and I understand. I feel like maybe millennials and Gen Z weren't brought up with the same skills and tool sets to be able to, like, I still don't really know how to budget all that well. I feel like that was stuff that kind of got covered somewhat in school with older generations, and there was just a better understanding of it, whether it was like having that, maybe it was getting married younger and having to do things like figure out how do I buy a house and calculate interest, and so you just got dealt with that stuff and you learned how to do it, whereas like we're not learning how to do it. And so I understand the blame from the older generations where they're like, well, just budget better and just do this. I do understand where they're coming from, but being in it, it's like, yeah, but like I can't not have my cell phone. My job really requires me to have my cell phone. And, you know, there are just certain expenses that I feel like I have to have.
Well,
and I can't catch up.
I don't know. I don't feel like I ever got like an extensive lesson in budgeting. I mean, for me, it's just don't spend more than you have.
But that's so much easier when you know how to practically do it.
Right.
When you, like, I know people who they grew up in homes where it was like very budget centric. So they learn that skill and they're so much better at it because it's just in them. They know it. Mm-hmm. They're like, here's what I do. Here's how I set aside money to make sure I never spend more than I have. In today's world with credit cards and Venmo and everything else, it's so easy to just spend and not even realize that you're spending money that you don't have.
Well, I was like 25 or 26 before I got my first credit card. And I remember saying to somebody who was a few years older than me, whenever I didn't have a credit card, I said to her, yeah, I don't have a credit card. And she was shocked.
Was it me? Because I was shocked when you told me.
No, it was somebody else. It was somebody else I used to work with. And she, so her question, she was just so confused, like how I couldn't have a credit card. She was like, what do you do if you don't have enough money for something?
Oh, yeah, no, that's not a good question.
I was like, well, if I don't have enough money for it, I don't buy it. It was like, her world was like, she was astounded that would be the approach that somebody would have. If you don't have the money, you don't buy it. She was like, what about Christmas time? How do you buy people Christmas gifts? I mean, I get the rest of the time you don't buy things if you don't have money. But for Christmas, what do you do whenever you run out of money at Christmas if you don't have a credit card?
This is why boomers hate us.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.